the 11 different strains in Wisconsin, and that like the stocking, they really wanted it to be the same strain. At first, to me, it was like, seems like genetic diversity would be good, but then, yeah, it makes perfect sense that this phenotype of walleye can do it in this lake, so you don't want to mix the pot up, really.
It'd be one of those, it'd be different if you could take out the ones that weren't successful, but once they're
right.
in, you have no, it's,
like, right.
you're blind.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
And then you're just, yeah, you're at those studies that, like, Lake Owen has done. We talked about that, and it's like, it seems like not very successful or something, but, yeah, in here, it's interesting because it's kind of, this lake will do every other year, DNR, and then there's a local group called Walleyes for Chautauqua, and they're very good at fundraising. They fit the community really well, and they always have a surplus of money, but then it's, I know their last round, they couldn't even get the specific strain. They couldn't get the Chippewa strain of walleye in here. So it might be something we work with them on. But yeah, this lake is pretty solid for those numbers. Actually, when you think about like what the fish costs to put in, it ends up being more like that $15 to $17 for the one that you hook rather than $600 to $1,600 one. So this is it's a productive body of water, and I've caught we usually pull in a slot walleye or two every year without fishing really that much. So it is really a healthy population, I would say, comparably to other lakes. But yeah, it is an interesting thing of like what could be done to get it all better, the populations in general. And I think the biggest thing, and I was just the DNR had in their magazine, their special was on wild rice in the state and trying to make it come back. And it's like, it seems like the fish, like there's all these reasons of like habitat loss, over harvesting, all the same things you hear, but they're like, we don't really know what the main cause is. I think it's just like these light winters are really having an effect on things like reproductive systems, like from plants to animals. Whereas, because like walleye, when NADF is trying to do their reproduction, it's, yeah, there's some photo period, and some, they'll sometimes add hormones or whatever, but the biggest thing is that temperature, the decrease, and then it's a sustained winter period, and then that increase. So like, without it, there's just no, you can't substitute for it. And unfortunately, there's no quick fix for that.
No, it's probably not going back either.
Right, yeah, we're just gonna keep having mild winters, which is a little bit easier on the plant side of things, just because, you know, it's a little bit easier on heating a indoor grow facility or a greenhouse for that. But yeah, you just hope it doesn't have too big of impact on all of our populations, from wild rice to walleye.
Well, I think anytime you change the system that much, there's going to be winners and losers. And it's,
right.
How you determine that will be whether you want more of what you're getting, or if the things you wanted are disappearing.
True.
Like if all of it changed and killed off mosquitoes, we'd be like, oh,
yeah,
what
right,
a win.
Right. We've been trying to do that for hundreds of years.
Instead, it's going to wipe out the walleye, and it's like, shit, what do we do?
Yeah, right. Oh, I know. In town, that's like where I was from in Amory, there's just a stupid amount of geese, and they wouldn't migrate either, because we have shoreline. There's a ton of houses here. There's a ton of shoreline too, but there's very little that's kind of stays protected. And the Chautauqua chain is kind of like, it's kind of a party chain sort of thing. So there was last summer or two summers ago, right on this little island, there was a boat that was out partying, came back here and reefed.
Oh.
got the sheriff called, got everything, and he was stuck out there for a couple days. So it was kind of a meme on the Chautauqua chain Facebook page, this this pontoon just launched on that little island right there. All right, we'll buzz up here.
So is this connected to Rice Lake? at all?
No, it's not. It's, I don't know if any of the creeks, technically, you could find the same water and get there. But no, there's something like 10 creeks that flow into here. Meadows Creek, Prairie Creek. But yeah, I don't think it has the same water though. Gotcha.
Since the dogs were, once he got them, they were being trained for that purpose. It's like you see the amount of work that goes in when he gets back. It's like, oh, he really enjoys his time.
Yeah. It is a whole thing. I have some family friends that go out to North Dakota and they have like this humongous tens of thousands of dollars trailer just for duck hunting. It's like, man, that's commitment.
Yeah.
We got out on a...
Nope, not that.
So you kind of just... the top one, just kind of thread it through twice on the crawler and then leave like half of it dangling off.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And then you just want it, when you have it back there, you just want to be able to feel that the spinner is spinning. Yeah. If we can get it to about, trying to get it to like 2.5 miles per hour might be kind of tough with the big mower, the motor today.
That explains a little bit of the lack of fishing time too.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything's going well?
Yeah, yep. He's a bit in that sleep regression phase, so waking up quite a bit due to teething and those things, but yeah, it's fatherhood's amazing. No, I can't replace it, and like it fixes a lot of stuff that you're always worried about, or like spending time on this and whatever you need to do now as a dad. It's like, it's so easy. It's just like, now I gotta do it. I gotta show the kid how it's done, and yeah, everything just clears up a little bit. Down to about 5 feet here. And then 3. Do you have a favorite approach at walleye when you're targeting them?
I grew up just jigging a leech.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, we never really did much of the casting or trolling.
Gotcha.
But it's advanced, we got slip bobbers.
Yeah, I found that when you're on a jigging spot, the biggest cheat code is spot lock with your trolling motor. That just makes a world of difference. We go up occasionally to Canada with my uncle, and me and my cousin Michael will get the camp boat with the little 40 horsepower behind us, no trolling motor, so it's just like trying to stay on the spot. He's over there with his spot lock, just camped out, chilling, like, what do you guys gotta get on the spot? It's like, trying. Known for good walleye fishermen fishing, but it's also probably a little bit more so big bluegill and big pike. It's probably the most commonly targeted thing. Yeah, if we don't catch anything, it's because of the rain and the cold. And if we catch stuff, it's because of the rain and the cold.
It's the beauty of fishing. There's always a good excuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had to cut off work a little bit early. Got everyone what they needed to do. There. What are you doing? Got to meet with PBS Wisconsin. Yeah, right. And yeah, they wanted to go fishing, so. Have you been out to your property yet this fall?
I was just there this weekend, yeah.
Nice.
Pretty muted colors. It's not much of a showy fall.
Gotcha. Were you working on trails or setting up cameras or anything?
Yeah. It's so dry, we haven't had much rain there.
Okay.
So, I had a couple nice bucks and some doe coming through on my new stand in the back marsh, and that all dried up like a week ago.
Oh.
So, I don't know if it's just because it's been so dry and so hot they haven't moved at all. We have a creek that runs to the back of our property that about almost eight.
Game, and up just north of me, as soon as it freezes over, it changes from up, they'll cross the creek, and once it freezes over, it goes down about a half mile, and then right there, there's just deer all the time once that happens.
My uncle has the adjoining 80, and his is more woods and some marsh and some creek, but it's a little more consistent than ours, but ours is entirely dependent on how high the water is.
Gotcha.
If the beaver are in screwing something up, then all of a sudden changes everything.
Right.
So we really have to pay. I criticize hunters who are like, oh, deer, don't see any deer anymore. It's like, when's the last time you went and checked your stands?
Yeah, right.
If we don't move the stands every year, then we're going to try.
Yeah.
Just because we know we have stands in every different direction because of the water.
And those marshes that can kind of go in between being very flooded and not and being pretty dry, that really changes it too, because if it dries up and it's truly like you can walk on it, that's a great deer bedding area and they love it. Whereas like if it comes back up for whatever reason, beavers or anything else, they can't sleep in there. It's going to be a lot different.
Yeah, that's where we have that shift will come. Right now, if we get rains for a week, where they're running now will change completely by the time I bow hunt.
Yeah, right.
So I don't get too excited at what I see or don't see this time of year.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not out bow hunting, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it changes and.
Corn come off.
Yep. Yep. What neighbor shot the 10-point buck I was after? That was us last year. There's like a 150 right across, a public land right across from my brother-in-law's property, and the two nice bucks we were watching, we saw them on Facebook, like within 2 weeks of the season. I bet it was a tough early season for bear, just because the acorn, like as soon as it was seasoned, acorns like that.
Right. We made it 2 stands. My dad has a work friend whose daughter is trying to shoot a bear.
Hmm.
So his daughter got one. Nice. Yeah, nothing on Wednesday or Thursday. I want to say it's Friday.
Okay.
They had been hitting every 2 days.
Gotcha.
And then my dad hunted the other still. And that one, after the bear got shot, nothing. They tipped over once or something.
So
I don't like blood. I mean, they're about 150 yards apart, but I figured it was the same track of bears.
Really? At both spots or just the one?
Both.
They knew something happened.
Yeah, no, we've noticed that every time we shoot a bear on the site, like that season, it's done.
It's done.
They won't come back there.
Hmm.
That's why we usually try to keep the sites a little farther apart, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's site in the first place.
Right, and like if you got the effort to get all your bait out there too, and like another whole walk to get to a spot.
Now the trail, usually it'll support one route out and in. You go twice, you're gonna sink.
Gotcha. It's that like boggy kind of.
Yep. There's just enough muck in there that if we need to get back there, we can. But we can't run back and forth all day.
So gotcha.
If we were gonna run the mule or a four wheeler out there for baiting, forget it.
Gotcha. How is the, just all the info collecting and everything for the walleye series going?
Good. We've been doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is our last week for...
Crazy move to bail out Argentinian soybeans to me. Crazy.
Yeah, it depends on how deeply you want to read into the context of who actually benefited the most.
It was something to do with like geopolitical, and like Argentina has some claim on oil somewhere, something like that.
So the Argentinian president that just got elected came in on a very similar to Trump populist reform, reduce the...
Like they're trying to make our allies, just whoever has similar policies to us and like form of government at this given time, which is wild.
Historically, it's not really what it's worked on.
No. Alright, I think, if we want to roll it in here, we'll go back that way and just go out a little bit farther to get it just slightly deeper. You know, because with that rain, cool down, drop in barometric pressure, they're going to be 10 to 11 feet, maybe.
Sure.
Are you much of an ice fisherman?
I used to do a lot more of it. It's that one's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Get my kids into it a little bit more, but it's like you find that right combo of when you can actually get out on the ice and it's actually decent.
Good. Yeah.
Be out there. It's a 3-hour drive. It doesn't always line
up. Right. How old are your kids again?
13 and 11 now.
Years. And the thing about middle, they're very curious still.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that can be a good and a bad thing, I guess. Is that like spinning in the water fine?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I can feel that, just that little vibration.
Yep. This should be a little bit better. Going against the wind, we get more like 2.4 miles an hour, which would be a little bit better.
There's still a few small cabins out here.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a lot of some of these resorts too, where you see like they have that thing going on, they're kind of parsing those off now. Because, you know, you can sell something like that for $1.50 now, so it kind of can pay.
That's why we don't have family resorts anymore.
Yep.
one generation decides to take all the money out of it, and then there's nothing left there.
Nothing. And then they're all bought up by an LLC. You guys been to the Ashland Co-op?
Ashland Co-op?
Yep.
No, which one's that?
It's kind of like the grocery store in town.
Oh.
In Ashland. It's really, really nice. We do business with them.
Okay.
Just got a nice deli and stuff. Kind of surprised. You wouldn't necessarily expect it, but yeah, it's a really nice little grocery store. The other thing I've been meaning to do in Ashland is they have that little... So when you're coming in, you go past just coming into town, you pass the big spit, the beach, everything. Right on the beachfront, there's a little well house with an artesian well there. I keep meaning, it's like, maybe we got to move the operation up there. That sounds like good water.
Yeah. Well, if you want the best water in the state, according to the mayor of Waupun, it's Waupun.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Double osmosis. Reverse osmosis system.
Oh.
He's very proud of it. And he's very angry at the state because they built a new water treatment facility for the prison instead of buying water from the town.
He wanted that to be something with some payback, huh?
Well, he's like, well, we got the best water. We had to buy the system.
Yeah.
Apparently years ago, like, they had water issues, so they had to sink money into the system.
But gotcha.
Rated as, like, the best drinking water.
Huh.
In Wisconsin.
See.
A little movie magic, right?
Yep. Yeah, pretty much the only structure on this whole chain, because if you notice, there's like no weeds, basically. It's all kind of fallen logs. This might actually be a crib right there. There's quite a bit of effort done to get structure here, but... Ed the diver could have a good day down there.
I ran into him in Marinette.
Did you?
Yeah. For a half second, I was thinking about trying to put him in the story. So I was talking to him about, well...
Alright. Maybe I'll... Let's do one thing at a time. Yeah.
So do you use a leader for northern out here?
Yeah, if I was targeting them, for sure. Yeah, those crawler harnesses are kind of notorious for being bitten off. You guys gonna listen to the Brewer game on the way back?
Yeah, although I'm always conflicted as a fan during the playoffs because if I don't follow them enough during the regular season, I feel like such a bandwagon jump. So I always feel bad.
But yeah, we should listen to it though.
Well, if it's that or that CD you brought.
Hey, you like that CD. Hey, you picked Pearl Jam for the first CD. I like that CD too.
You know, how old is this van? Why do you guys got CDs?
That's the problem in and of itself.
Yeah.
No, like, USB. There's no phone connection.
Especially when you're driving to Ashland, like, you're just going in between one to two bars the whole time.
Yep.
That looks like a fish on the bottom. That little arc.
Can you show Ethan again?
I got it. Yeah.
No, ask Colin if you know who's the artist.
You're from Rice Lake?
Yeah.
How far is Menominee?
Not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually Zach and I just sit in silence. Or, you know, we'll talk, but we never listen to music on the radio, really.
Not that much.
No.
Do you guys do that, like, when you're driving alone, will you do ghost silent?
Yeah, I think it's good sometimes.
It is good.
You know, see where your thoughts are at, where your head's at, you know.
Might have had a tick there. Might have. No, I agree. Sometimes when it's the, you need to think through something, yeah, just shut everything off.
Absolutely.
Because you only get so many opportunities. Like, that's what we're hoping they're stacked up in.
I see you've got the rod holder, you just don't use it?
Yeah. I just like to feel it. If I, I'll find myself going in between too many things if I have to watch this. Mm-hmm. So just having it a feel thing helps me a little bit. Yeah, I just was up at NADF last week to pick up some. We order fish food together to save on some shipping. And yeah, it was always good to get up there. But one of their managers owns a kind of apple orchard farm with a tap house. They do ciders and stuff. The Hauser's Farm, and that's just north of NADF, or kind of more into the peninsula a little bit, but you get up there and have a great view of Lake Superior. That was a nice time.
Well, she's out on maternity though, right?
Yep. Yeah, I just had her, Hazel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it sounded like, just talked to her a little bit, Emma, and sounds like everything's going good. So it's funny though, you have a kid and it's like, feels like everybody's having a kid all of a sudden.
Yep.
Which is awesome. You love the misery loves company is the wrong way to say it, but
well, that's what usually happens, especially for your first, you know, if you find a baby group.
Yeah.
And it's all first time parents.
Right.
Like, I don't know if your fiance's found one of those or
not super. We do have, like, within our friend group there is like another pregnancy, and my other partner just has an 8-month-old daughter, so we're kinda have a few people right around.
Usually it's like if you take like the birthing class,
mm-hmm.
you meet people there.
Yeah.
And then like in Madison there's like all sorts of different like birthing place stores that have stuff just for those moms.
Gotcha.
And they're like a class for them. And so they go and they meet all the other expected moms and they're all first time.
Yeah.
So then like actually for my daughter, she was at a cross country meet last week and we ran into one of the other kids that like haven't seen since he was a baby.
Mm.
He was in that group.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was 13 years ago.
That's got to be nice. Like, just the developmental stages and, like, where's yours at? You know, are they taking solid food yet? All those little things. Thank you. Is there any sort of worry about, you know, just funding everything, the ship being able to run and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we'll exist.
Yeah.
So we're better off than some places.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what's left? And what can we do? And does that create the death spiral that you saw or you've seen in newspapers and local TV and other places where...
You know, people go down, quality goes down, then who wants to listen?
PBS Passport, which is the little...
Yeah, we'll just kind of putz through here, and then we'll get over to that other troll. Dollar, you know, you'll get hit by a bluegill and half of it's gone or something, but...
Oh, we're at 14, so we're a little deeper here.
Yeah. Yeah, probably a good time to... And then we'll buzz over to the other one. I also had a, gosh, I forget her name. She's also with PBS Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure. The Hope in the Water series. You know, that is, that